Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 6th. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices were March corn down a penny, March wheat down a penny and a quarter, and March beans down a penny and a quarter. Currently, we've got the dollar up 12 ticks, crude oil down 30 cents a barrel, gold and silver just a little bit lower. Dow looks to open up about steady. Very muted response to the president's talk last night. He had absolutely no specifics, claims he's going to be with President Xi in Vietnam at some point in February. Everybody's hoping that something can be done, but there were certainly no specifics. So the market really stayed within a 2 cent range in the beans, a penny and a half range in corn, 3 cent range in wheat. Not much there. So, you know, again, I think it could be a little bit of buy the rumor, sell the fact here today. But we did sell another 768,000 metric tons of soybeans. Most of it, I think it was 580 to China, the balance to unknown. That's most likely China as well. So that's a pretty good total here, 3.5 million metric tons in 2 days, added to the other purchases. You know, we're starting to get up to numbers that could be influential on the carryouts. But when you look at the estimates for Friday's reports on the bean carryout, they've got it at 920, only down 35 million, which seems incredibly high. You know, if we've taken 5 million metric tons, that number should be significantly lower. So, you know, if they're looking for a high number and there is a surprise and we get the low number, I think the market will react positively to that. The bean oil market's been very strong here. I think the funds are getting pretty much out of their short positions. I don't like a bean market led up by the oil, but we'll take what we can get in here. But I think, you know, now that the State of the Union is out of the way, we're going to be pretty quiet till we get to the report on Friday, and then we'll see what this market wants to do. Weather around the world is pretty unchanged. There are some reports out of Brazil that despite the drought, they're getting some fairly decent yields. I think it was in Paraná, so that may be a little bit of a damper here. We're still going to have big world carryouts, corn, wheat, and beans, any way we cut this thing. But, you know, hopefully we can start seeing a little bit more business here. If the Chinese would ever buy some wheat and the corn, if we could see some Egyptian wheat business, all that would be positive. But we haven't seen any real evidence of that. So we really need to see a pickup in demand to go along with everything else that's going on out here. If Punxsutawney Phil is right, we're going to have an early spring. Hopefully, guys will get the crops in the ground earlier than they have been. That's really about it. If we have any questions, if you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.